And we've just been joined by Railway Royalty. We've got Peter Vale in. Morning, Peter. How are you?
Hello, Ian. Yes, I'm good, thank you. Yeah, really good.
You look really well for a man that's just about to be put under a little bit more pressure than he was last week.
Yeah, tell me about it. Yes, it all starts on Thursday this week. That is our 2016 season, so our first operating day is on Thursday.
Wow. Are you geared up for it?
Yes, but we should be, actually, because we actually started work on preparing for the 2016 season around about October of last year.
Right.
Huge amount of work and effort. One thing that we've been very keen to do is just to constantly improve the visitor experience, and so there's been lots of work going on just to get everything right, really.
It seems to get bigger and bigger every year, and more people are talking about it, and I've got to let you into a secret. It's on my bucket list of things to do. I have never ever been on the train.
Ew.
No,
never ever.
That is awful.
Dreadful.
Right, you've got a personal invitation, Ian. We want to see you there.
Come on,
thank
we'll
you.
Have a day out with Lectus.
Honestly, I know that people have told me how wonderful it is, and it really is, and a number of people have said it, and I keep saying to myself, I must do that. I must do that, and I never get around to doing it. So this is the year. It's on my bucket list of things to do this year.
Wonderful.
Tick. I want to, you know, I want to go on it. And when you see the route, you must see such a splendid view.
Yes, I mean, the line side is just great. I mean, it's a 5-mile line, as you probably know. Runs from Smallbrook Junction, which is a connection with Island Line. Runs through Ashy. Runs onto Haven Street, which is where the main facilities, cafe, shop, museum, all that sort of thing is. And at the other end of the line is Wootton Station. So, let's say, about 5 miles. And it takes in area of outstanding natural beauty, sort of open countryside, woodland, the downs. It's just a wonderful view, really.
I'm really looking forward to it. And now you brought in some pamphlets here for us to look at. And I'm even more excited now because the route just looks sensational. How long does it all take?
Right, well, the round trip, so it's a bit confusing, really, because most people do join our railway at Haven Street. That's where we've got the car park. And so the round trip from Haven Street, so that is get on the train, go up to Smallbrook one way, straight through to Wootton, then back to Haven Street. That's about 1 hour. But one thing that we always say is that actually, a visit to the Isle of Wight Steam Railway now is a lot more than just the train ride, and that's a thing we've been working really hard on, just doing of late. I mean, our big project was, I don't know if you're familiar with what we call Train Story. It was opened in 2014. It was a £1.2 million project. And really, what it was all about was getting carriages undercover, protected. They're all wooden-bodied, dating back to Victorian times and Edwardian times, and we just desperately need to get them undercover. And so we wanted this big building. We had lots and lots of conversations with the Heritage Lottery Fund. They loved it, and in the end they gave us best part of £1 million to make it happen.
Fantastic. Yeah. It really is a credit to you, and I know you've got a magnificent team of people working down there, but it just seems to be growing and growing. The one thing that I think would be really the icing on the cake would be a TV drama around, you know, Haven Street Steamer. How wonderful would that be? Because, you know, in a similar vein of you've got Downton Abbey.
Yes.
You know, something like that would be absolutely brilliant. So maybe we should talk to one or two people to write something, and that would be the icing on the absolute cake.
Yeah, there's been some filming in the past at our railway, but not as much as there could have been. Unfortunately, big film companies and so on, they tend to get a little bit confused by the Solent and then go to mainline railways, which is a bit of a shame, really, because, as you quite rightly say, our carriages and the stations, it all lends itself to it.
It does. And it must be the only ride on a train that you don't want to come to an end.
Yes, that's right, hopefully, yes, that's right.
Because, and I say, an hour sounds really terrific, but, you know, if you're on any other train in Britain, you can't wait to get from A to B, can you?
Actually, now's a really good time of year to come on our railway, because there's some wonderful line-side clearance goes on by a team of volunteers, and as a result of that, we just have a wonderful array. and I forget which order it is, I should know, but there's bluebells, there's wood anemones, there's all sorts of different, this time of year, you know, different floral, natural floral displays along the whole line, so it's just wonderful.
There's a lot of entertainment that you've got set up for the, you know, 2016 season. There's a list of stuff here. Maybe we should just mention that the Ashy Scurry is not going to take place this weekend.
Yeah, that's right. It was due to happen on Sunday, and unfortunately, after the heavy rain of a week or so ago, quite rightly, the organisers made a decision it's not going to dry out sufficiently in time, so they pulled the plug on it. It's actually being rearranged, and the new date is Sunday the 10th of April.
Right, okay.
It's a really good event, and our involvement with the Scurry actually is we run sort of a park and ride service, so visitors can park up at Haven Street Station, enjoy the steam railway, go and have a look at Train Story, get on the train and go to the Scurry and enjoy that for the day.
You've got other wonderful events coming up during the course of the year, the summer months, and indeed taking in some of the winter months as well. I mean, which one stands out for you the most?
Well, I think the one that stands out for me at the moment, probably personal interest, but because it's an early event, is a real ale festival.
Right. That's got you sus now.
I know. I've given myself away, haven't I? It is a wonderful thing. We've been doing it, I don't know what it is now. Oh, it says it's here. It's the 11th year we've been doing it. We have up to about 50 beers now.
Right.
And you'd be surprised, really, just how far people will travel to come to this. They'll come from... We actually had someone come from Preston the other year as a day trip to the Isle of Wight, came over to us, enjoyed a few beers and went back. So that's good.
That's a great idea. So, that sounds normal, doesn't it? What's wrong with that? So you've got other things going on as well, the Midsummer Night's Steam and Carvery. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, sort of running trains in the evening is something relatively new to us, but it always goes down particularly well, and our catering team put on a very nice carvery. So it all comes together rather well. That does.
Was your idea the real ale train on the 16th of July as well?
How did you know that? it just seemed a natural progression. We've done that for 2 years now, and what that one's about is quite interesting actually, because we set up three bars, if you like. One's at Haven Street Station, one's at Wootton Station, and one's at Ashy Station. So the idea is visitors get to travel on the train as they wish and hop off at these different stations and enjoy different beers.
Wonderful. I mean, honestly, there's just so much here to see and do, and it's going to be perfect. As I say, you've got the Easter weekend coming up in a couple of weeks. You open this Thursday, so, you know, you've got the kids on holiday for a couple of weeks. It's a perfect place to take your kids, isn't it?
It is, yes. And as I say, there's been so much work going on, and there is so much for kids as well. I mean, that's one thing that the team's been quite keen to do, is just really to add value, if you like, to a visit. And if I can, I'll just quickly mention what is new for this year, and that is we've teamed up with Haven Falconry. We've been working with Haven Falconry now for 5 years, and they've put on flying displays in our show field, and it's really sort of it's exceeded visitors' expectations when they come along, and they get to see these wonderful birds of prey flying and so on. So anyway, what we, after lots of discussions, we've actually leased to Haven Falconry a piece of our land, and they've created on it a wonderful bird of prey centre, and the doors have just opened to that. So that's a whole new attraction for the railway, but for the island as well, which is rather nice.
Excellent. And you've got something completely different. You've got the woodland stage there, located in the woodland area, for performances from live acts on selected days.
Yeah, that's a rather nice thing. It's a wonderful setting. It's just almost magical. Just it's just a stage with bench seating in the woods, and we've used it for plays and music and sort of children's entertainment. It's turned out to be a really nice thing, actually.
It just turns out that we've got Dame Shirley, and who's the manager of a great rock and roll skiffle band called All Washed Up, and she's now going to give you a card.
I think I'll take that card, thank you.
And I could just see them on the stage there. Good. I really can. What else is stuff that we should look out for?
Well, I think the main thing really is I'll get another plug in if I may.
You plug away.
Last year, because Train Story is now complete, and Train Story is all about visitor access and education. I mean, the history of railways on the Isle of Wight is really quite fascinating for the non-enthusiast. But the Heritage Lottery Fund, they wanted it very much sort of geared towards the family market. So all the interpretation is all very simple, it's all very easy to understand, and it's just great. And it just really well and truly tells the story of railways on the island, so that's been good. The thing was, last year, 2015, we're very much involved with Visit England, and under their attractions assessment scheme, we've always been extremely highly rated by them. They send a mystery shopper out and all that sort of thing. And last year they came out, and with Train Story and everything else we're doing, they got back to us after the visit and they said, look, we're going to award the Isle of Wight Steam Railway with the gold accolade, which is pretty good. We've really, you know, sort of been trying to strive for that, but it's always just been slightly out of our grasp. But I think Train Story has sort of given us the edge, really.
He's playing it down a bit. Pretty good.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
It's a bit blooming good, I would have thought. Yeah. And this year, incredibly, it's the 42nd Island Steam Show.
The steam show is...
older than me.
It's just... absolutely.
And me.
How do we find out more stuff? Is there a website that we can visit?
Absolutely, there is, yeah. So, just take a look at the website. So it's www.iwsteamrailway.co.uk. It's a pretty detailed website. Online bookings are available there. Loads and loads of information. There's the visitor information, but then there's enthusiast information. Almost anything you need to know about railways on the Isle of Wight, you might find there.
Fantastic. And you've got this wonderful pamphlet that you've had made for this year. Where can we get one of those as well? If you're out and about, can we pop into certain centres and get one?
Yeah, the tourist information centres dotted around the island will all have that in now. We try and get it distributed to all sort of leaflet racks in pubs, restaurants and hotels and everywhere across the island. So shouldn't be too difficult to find. Yeah, it's quite a nice little brochure and explains what you can see and do at the Isle of Wight Steam Railway.
Anything else you want to plug there?
Not really. As I say, the main thing really is you know, it's just a wonderful thing. And the best bit about the Isle of Wight Steam Railway is we couldn't survive without our volunteers. And we've actually got a database of 350 volunteers.
Wow.
We have some come out almost every day. Some will come out sort of 2 days a year to marshal a car park. So it's very much a variety. I've got to say, we're always looking for more volunteers because, you know, it just takes a huge amount to run the railway. We do have actually 30 paid staff as well now. So by island standards, we're quite a large employer. The paid staff tend to be a little bit more on the management side, supervising. But the one thing that I'm always keen is that the volunteers get what I call the glory jobs. So if you see a train driver or the fireman or the guard, chances are they'll be a volunteer.
Fantastic. So I think it's wonderful. The work that you do is incredible, and it just goes from strength to strength. So congratulations to you and the team.
Brilliant.
And hopefully we're going to see you very soon, because it's the wife's birthday soon, and I'm thinking, what a great gift.
Right.
I can tick someone off my bucket list, and she does something also that she's never ever done, and we're off next week. So, you know, I might be, contacting you in the next couple of days.
I'd recommend a trip in our first class compartment. That's rather nice.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Hey, Peter, it's always a pleasure to see you. That's wonderful. We'll see you very soon.
Yep, thanks, Ian. That's great. Thank you.